Abraham had become an old man and expected soon to die.
Before I die, there is one thing I must do to assure the fulfillment of God's promise to make me the father of a great nation. I must make provisions for Isaac's marriage.
He's too young, Abraham. He's just a boy.
A typical mother's answer, yet not quite accurate. I think I should send to Mesopotamia for a wife for Isaac. The Canaanites are idolaters. A marriage with one of them might lead Isaac away from God and into idolatry.
Have you talked to Isaac about this?
Yes, he's perfectly willing to leave it to my wisdom and experience.
There isn't a young lady living that's worthy of my son.
Probably, yet he will have to get married. I think we can find a reasonably worthy young lady among my people back in Mesopotamia.
Will you personally go to Mesopotamia and choose Isaac's wife, Abraham?
No, I'll send Eliezer. He's a man of piety. He has experience. He exercises good judgment.
Wait a little while, will you, please? Wait until Isaac's a little older.
All right, Sarah, to please you.
Sadness soon came to that household. Sarah died and was buried. Sometime later, Eliezer, eldest servant of Abraham, set out for Mesopotamia, taking with him many camels laden with silver and gold and precious gifts.
It's an important mission the master has sent us on, yes?
Very important. I'm to choose a wife for Isaac. Stop the camels!
Stop the camels!
You see that wall?
Of course I do.
Inside that wall is the city of Haran, the home of Master Abraham's kinfolk.
You're going to find Isaac a wife in the city?
If Abraham's God is willing, yes. But before I even go into the city, I'm going over there to that well. See it? See the young maidens there? It is the custom here in Mesopotamia for the young ladies of households to go to the city well each evening and draw water for the family.
You're going to find Isaac's wife at that well?
I hope to.
Right now?
I'm going to try.
Well, how will you know when you find the right wife for Isaac? The prettiest girl you see, huh?
I trust I do find a beautiful wife for Isaac. He deserves one as beautiful as his mother was.
She was a beautiful woman, all right.
Anyway, I have prayed and asked God to show me the right wife for Isaac. I asked God to give me a sign.
I'll see you girls tomorrow. Bye.
Excuse me, but I'm thirsty. May I have a little drink from the pitcher on your shoulder?
Oh, of course you may. I'm glad to be of service. Here you are, sir.
Very good water.
Oh, that it is, sir. Oh, your camels, they are thirsty too? Perhaps you will permit me to draw water for them.
It's very kind of you to offer. You're very fair to look upon.
Oh, thank you, sir.
And from your ready courtesy, it's evident that you have a generous and a kind heart and an active, energetic nature. Goeth! Goeth! That's my assistant, a minor servant in the service of my master.
You called Eliezer?
Do you have the pouch with you?
Yes, sir. Here.
Ah. This pouch is full of precious stones and rich jewelry. See?
Oh, beautiful.
These are yours. Gifts for the kindness you have shown me, a mere servant and stranger.
But these jewels are gold. They're valuable.
There is nothing so valuable as the kindness, friendship, and smiles you gave me.
You sound like my father.
May I inquire as to your parentage?
My father is Bethuel, son of Nahor and grandson of Terah.
Nahor? Terah? Do you have an uncle named Abraham?
Yes, but I've never seen him. He went west before I was born.
Thank you, God.
You're from the West. Do you happen to know my Uncle Abraham?
Abraham is my master. I am his senior servant. In view of the circumstances, perhaps your father has room enough to accommodate me and my helpers for the night.
Oh, excuse me, sir. I'll be right back.
She left hurriedly. Was she angry?
Angry? No, excited. If I were younger, I think I'd be a little envious of Isaac.
Is she the one?
She is the one.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Excuse me, sir, but you're the servant of Abraham from the West?
I am.
My sister Rebecca told us about you. I am Laban. We beg you, sir, come to our humble dwelling and spend the night.
Gladly, sir.
At the home of Bethuel, Eliezer would not partake of food until he had told his errand.
Before I spoke to Rebecca at the well, I prayed and asked God that an act of kindness might indicate the maiden whom he had chosen to be Isaac's wife. Because of her courtesy and kindness, there is no doubt in my mind that Rebecca is the chosen one. And now, if you will deal kindly with me and in truth to my master, tell me, does Rebecca have your permission to become Isaac's wife? If not, tell me, and I shall continue my search.
The thing is of the Lord. Take Rebecca, and go and let her become the wife of thy master's son.
And Rebecca arose, and her maidservants with her. And they got upon the camels, and Eliezer led them away to the land of Canaan, and the anxiously awaiting Isaac.
When will Eliezer get back? He's been gone eons of time already. Maybe he can't find a wife for me. If he has, I hope she's sweet, kind, understanding. But that's too much to ask of any girl. There's never been one like that, except my mother.